Okay, Twilighters, are we ready? He is all of 17 years old, but his entire demeanor practically screams star quality. With that impossibly blinding smile juxtaposed against those irresistibly narrow dark eyes, it's as though the eternal battle between good and evil plays out across his achingly gorgeous face. No wonder he is well on his way to becoming a worldwide superstar. Having done his time in the world of children's entertainment, most notably with one of the title roles in The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl, he has finally made his way to the big kids table with a pivotal role in last year's smash hit film Twilight as Jacob Black. And he will be in its hotly anticipated sequel, New Moon, coming out later this year. And in an amazing world exclusive brought to you by Walmart Stores, Inc., and the great folks at Blog Talk Radio, he has come by Stardish tonight to celebrate the original film's release on DVD and to preview what's ahead for his character Jacob Black in Part 2. Please give a warm Stardish welcome to the riveting and incredibly talented Taylor Lautner.
Welcome, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was a very nice intro.
Well, it is completely well-deserved. I'm Joanne, host of Stardish Radio, and on the other side of me is Amy Clark, host of Mom Advice through Walmart. Amy, say hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I can't tell you, since we've announced you coming on the air with us, you've got all these girls at Twitter, honey.
No way.
Yeah, what? Yeah. You, I don't know if you heard me say it, but you are this generation's Brad Pitt.
Really?
Really.
Well, I will take that. That's some pretty big shoes to fill.
Well, you know what? You're on your way. Like I said, you made it to the big kids table now, honey. You're on your way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, real quick, tell me the short version of how you were approached to become Jacob Black.
Well, I just got a call for this film called Twilight. Had no idea what it was. I hadn't even heard of the book series, and I was told that I was going to meet with Catherine Hardwicke, the director, which I was very excited about. And then I met with her, and I came back, and I got to read with Kristen Stewart, who plays Bella. And I waited a little bit. I found out that I got the role. I was really excited. Just to be a part of this, but I still had no idea what it was. So then immediately I started reading Twilight, and I fell in love with the story and my character I was going to be playing. And still at that moment, you know, nobody had any idea of how big this project really was going to become. So it's definitely been a thrill ride since then.
Wow. And now, Amy, you wanted to ask Taylor?
Yeah, I just had a couple, you know, little things. First of all, I read on your biography, and hopefully this is true, that you're from Grand Rapids, Michigan?
I am, yeah.
Okay, I'm from South Bend, Indiana, which is not too far from you.
Yeah,
so I was excited
wow.
You were from the Midwest.
Out there in the Midwest in the cold.
Oh, yeah, you miss it?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
I wouldn't.
But I'm in it
either.
Right now in Vancouver. It's stinking snowed today.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah, so it was
better.
Kind of a, yeah, it was like reminding me of my hometown in Michigan.
Yeah, you feel like it's Christmas all over again.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You know, one thing that I read was that you have your background in martial arts, and I was curious, with your role of Jacob, are you going to be using those skills in this role? I mean, how are they working your skills in?
Well, I think the greatest part of this series is that we are staying true to the books, and I mean that we should do because the books are amazing, and that's what the fans love. So, I mean, Jacob really doesn't have any martial arts skills, so I think it would be untrue for me to be using some of those. But the thing with Jacob is he's very clumsy before his transformation, and he trips when he walks. And as soon as he transforms, he's very, extremely agile. So I think that's where most of it will come into play. And we got a few things up our sleeves that I'll be able to do to show Jacob's agility post-transformation.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait
it
to
is
see
exciting.
It.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So we have a special caller on the line I want to bring on next before I get to any more questions, because I don't know if you would even imagine this, but my switchboard is going absolutely insane, okay? I mean, these girls just want to talk. But I do have Mr. Mark Malkin online that wants to speak with you. So I'm bringing on Mark. Hi, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mark. No, Mark?
Okay, I don't know what happened to him. Mark, are you there?
Could you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Now you hear me. Taylor?
Yes.
Yes, Mark, how are you?
Good, how are you doing, Taylor?
I'm very good.
So one of the things you were just talking about was how true, you know, the second movie and even Twilight stayed true to the book.
Yes.
But I do want to ask you, how far does Jacob and Bella's romance go in New Moon in the script? Do you get to finally kiss?
Well, I'm not going to tell you if we do, but, I mean, pretty much, if you read the books, you'll know the answer. And, yeah, we're staying very true to the books. And in New Moon, Jacob and Bella's relationship goes far, but Jacob would definitely love to take it even farther. He's always pushing it along and wanting to take it to the next level. And Bella is never really just letting go quite yet because she's still holding on to her relationship with Edward.
Well, maybe we'll see it in the third movie.
What's that?
Maybe we'll see it in the third movie.
Yes, maybe we'll see a little bit more action in the third. I'm excited for that.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, obviously, Jacob and Edward really go head-to-head in New Moon.
Yes.
Are you nervous about all those Robert Pattinson fans really hating on you after this? They're so passionate.
They are passionate. Yeah, and no, he deserves it. I mean, he did an amazing job at portraying Edward, and, I mean, I give it to him. So, yeah, I guess get a little nervous. But, I mean, I'm so thankful for the fans and even those Robert Pattinson Edward fans, because, I mean, I know that we wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here filming a New Moon and filming an eclipse if it wasn't for them. So don't hate on me too much. I love you guys.
And Kristen told me that a fourth Twilight movie, she can't imagine there's any reason why it wouldn't happen.
Right.
Do you see any reason why a fourth wouldn't happen, and are you signed up for a fourth?
Now that I've seen this amount of passion and dedication in the fans from Twilight, you know, I don't see a reason why it wouldn't happen either. I mean, I'm telling all the fans, go see New Moon at least one more time more than you saw Twilight, and we're good.
Awesome. Thanks, Taylor.
No problem. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark, for calling in.
Wow. You're welcome.
Taylor, did you ever imagine that it would reach the popularity that it has?
No, to answer your question, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see the popularity of this rising to what it has become because, like I said, I didn't know what Twilight was, so I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And mm-hmm. I've kind of just strapped myself in and gone along with this ride. And it's been, I mean, the time of my life. So I'm loving everything that's happening, and I'm so excited to be here up in Vancouver filming New Moon, and it's just great. So I thank all the fans out there for their support, and we wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah, it's a fabulous ride. Amy, you want to ask your next question before I take the next caller?
Yeah, sure. I have a question from a fan. Her name is Missy, and she's from Avon in Connecticut, and she wanted to know how you've adapted to your stardom since Twilight. Has it been a really rough ride? Is it easy? Are you adapting to just kind of having people being in the public eye like that?
I mean, surprisingly, I guess you could say it hasn't been that hard. I mean, it's really been a lot of fun, to be really honest with you. I'd say the biggest thing with what, you know, how Twilight has changed my life is my schedule. I've been really, really busy. I was really busy, you know, during Twilight and all the publicity for it. And then as soon as I was done, I knew I had to start prepping for New Moon. And, you know, we weren't sure New Moon was going to happen at the time, but I knew that if it was going to happen, I had to be ready and prepared for it. So I had a lot of work to do, trust me, to get ready for New Moon. So I really haven't had that much time off. So my schedule has been, you know, probably the biggest transformation through Twilight. But, I mean, it's been great. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of new people, gone to several different cities and countries, meeting fans, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Well, thank you, Missy, for your question.
Absolutely. Now, you admittedly had to started working out the day after Twilight was finished, correct? And you wanted to put
on
30 pounds?
Yeah.
Now, did you reach the goal?
Did I reach the goal?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it took a lot of hard work. And, I mean, like I said, the thing I knew Jacob had to change from Twilight to New Moon when I was filming Twilight. So I'm like, wow, as soon as I don't have time to waste, because, I mean, building your body and transforming it into like a Jacob-like body is that takes a lot of time and a lot of work. So I knew that I literally finished filming, flew home, and that day when I got home, started working out and eating and taking protein shakes and all this stuff. And it was a lot of hard work, and it's all paying off now, so I'm excited.
Wow. Well, you know what? I commend you on that. I definitely do. All right, we are going to go over here to Caitlin from Louisiana. You are on the phone with Taylor. Caitlin?
Hi.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very, very good.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that I am a huge fan of Jacob. He's my favorite character.
There we go.
And I have two questions.
All right.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
I was curious, do you know if they're going to plan any, like, fan meet and greets around Louisiana?
I don't. That would be a good question for Summit Entertainment. But, no, I'm not sure, but that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Okay, and I want to know, which scene are you most excited about filming for New Moon?
That's a tricky question. You put me on the spot. let me think about this. I would have to say there's a few. Now that I've been going over the script and reading it several times, I'm very excited, and it's just a strange, random scene, but I'm very excited about this scene on the beach, and it's in the books, where Bella just finds out Jacob is a werewolf, and she thinks the werewolves, are the ones murdering all these people, and Jacob has to explain to her that, no, we're not killing people. We're protecting you from these vampires. So I just read that scene over again today, and so it's a really cool scene. It's actually the first scene we're going to film. So that's probably the one I'm most excited about at the moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks, Caitlin. Okay, I have an emailed question from Christina in Miami, Florida. Hey, Taylor, what's it going to be?
Oh.
What is going to be? Oh, wait a minute. I don't think she hung up. Oh, my gosh.
I think she's excited.
She is, but she's not on the switchboard anymore, so I don't know where she is.
Oh.
How funny is that? Okay. That's how busy the switchboard is, Jacob. Jacob Taylor, listen to me. I sound like one of them. Okay, Nikki, can you get that off the air? Sorry, Taylor.
That's all right.
Caitlin, hello. Caitlin. Thank you.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Okay, Christina
Bye,
is my.
You had to repeat it. It was an
you know
exciting
what?
Moment.
Absolutely, and that's the joy of live radio. Christina in Miami, Florida, she says, hey, Taylor, what is going to be your – okay, well, we just did that. Did you just read this? What is going to be your favorite scene to do in the move when you jump into Bella's window and give her hints about being a werewolf and almost kiss Bella in her kitchen?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about that one, too. to be honest, I'm excited about every scene. But, yeah, that's another one that I'm really excited about is, when I jump through her window, because we got a cool little fun sequence that I'm going to be able to do And, yeah, that's a really, really intimate scene in her bedroom that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, wonderful. Amy, you want to take the next question?
Sure. We have a question. The initials are AE from Mount Olive, North Carolina. And she asked, did you get to do most of your stunts in the New Moon movie? And if so, which one is going to be your favorite or most challenging stunt?
Well, let's see. I start filming in about a week and a half. I've been up here just prepping for it. But let's see. My most favorite stunt I'm probably going to be able to do is I'd have to go with the jumping into her into Bella's window. It's really cool. I get to actually, you know, I don't want to give away too much. I won't tell you specifically what I'm going to do, but
a
fun little sequence that I'm going to be able to do to jump in her window.
And are you doing that on your own or all of it?
Yes, I will be doing that on my own.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes, for the most part, I'm pretty sure that I am going to be able to do a lot of my stunts. I mean, I'm also excited to ride the dirt bikes. That's another thing that I'll be doing.
Oh, yeah, and Bella gets to ride a dirt bike, too.
Yes, she does, and she gets to crash on a dirt bike as well.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome scene.
Yeah, it is. I've been up here actually having dirt bike lessons, so, yeah, I'm quite excited for that.
Are you hooked,
then? Am I what?
Do you like it a lot?
I do, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of scary sometimes, but it is a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Very cool. Okay, we're going to go over here to, let's see, Adriana from Connecticut. Adriana, are you there? Adriana? Wow.
No, Adriana.
No, she's there. I don't know what's going on. Let's go here to then. Nicole, where are you? Oh, wow. The switchboard is going absolutely crazy right now.
It is.
There's like over 100 people on hold right now. So
that's good. That's good.
It's insane. Yes, it's fabulous.
There's those passionate fans I was talking
about.
That's
right. And you know what? It's fantastic. Let's go to Kristen from New Jersey. Kristen, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi to Taylor.
Hi.
How are you doing?
All right. Good. How are you?
Very good.
All right. Before I ask my question, I just want to let you know that I think you are drop dead gorgeous, and I'm in love with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And my question is, would you ever date a fan?
Would I ever date a fan? Well, my answer to that question is, why not?
Why not? I think that's a great answer.
Thank you. I mean, I don't see why not. I don't have any restrictions. So, yeah, sure.
Fans are people, too.
They are.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well,
you never know. Thanks, Kristen.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks, Kristen. I saw them actually ask you that question on Tyra Banks as well.
Oh, did they ask me that on Tyra?
Yeah, and you were just kind of, the girl was sticking her face in the pie.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You really probably didn't hear. You remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
I got a little
pie on me myself.
Yes, you did. Amy, you want to take the next emailed question?
Sure. Let's see here. We have a question from Guadalupe in San Gabriel, California. And they asked, as a child, did you ever think that you would ever be so successful? What did you think you were going to be, or what did you want to become when you grew up?
Well, the funny thing is, when I was young, I mean, I had no idea what I wanted to be. So I tried everything. I played baseball, football, soccer, martial arts. I mean, I swimming. I did everything. So that's what I kind of started out doing. I always loved sports, so I started out doing sports. And as I got older, I kind of narrowed it down to things I wanted to do more and more. So I narrowed it down, and I did football for like 8 years. I did baseball for like 7, and I did martial arts for a while as well. And then martial arts kind of led me into the entertainment industry. My karate instructor was involved in the entertainment industry, and he kind of brought me into it. So it was unexpected. I never really knew I was going to be in this industry. I never saw it coming, but I'm so glad that I'm here now.
Great. Thank you for answering that.
Okay. We're going to take this question here from Soraya from Duck Creek Village, Utah. What was the funniest thing that happened on the set of Twilight while filming?
Okay. For me, there wasn't really many funny things that happened to me. To me, there was when we shot the beach scene, when we were walking on the beach, the weather was just horrible. It was wardrobe packed us. They had us wearing shorts and a t-shirt to wear, and we showed up to the location, and it was hailing. It was 40 mile per hour winds. It was freezing cold, pouring rain. So we actually had to do a total wardrobe switch. And I ended up wearing like two or three pairs of jeans, several socks, jackets galore, and beanies and gloves. So that was quite funny. The weather was definitely the most challenging part of Twilight.
Wow. Was there no mishaps? There was no pranksters on the set?
Yes. If you want a little prankster story, I can give it to you.
Give me a prankster.
Eddie Gafegi, who I'm very good friends with, he plays Laurent, and he's a little prankster, and I am myself, but he's quite funny. He called Jackson Rathbone one night, and Eddie has this voice he calls Kelly, and he does it quite well. He plays this like little girl named Kelly. So he called Jackson Rathbone at like 10 p.m. and was in his Kelly voice. I'm not going to try and do it or I'll embarrass myself. But he said, Jackson, you have a 3 a.m. call time at this location. And Jackson's like, really? 3 a.m.? And he's like, yeah. So Jackson started freaking out and he called his manager and he's like, I have a 3 a.m. call time tomorrow at this location. And then later Eddie actually called him back and was like, hey, it's me, I was just kidding. So Eddie was definitely the prankster on set and he brought a lot of fun to it.
Wow. Now could you imagine if he actually didn't say anything and Jackson went to this 3 a.m. call time that never existed? Oh,
that would not have been good.
No, not at all. Wow. Okay. That was a good one. See, they like to hear this behind-the-scenes kind of stuff.
I know. We got a lot of action that goes on.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, now next we are going to go over here. I'm going to take another email question real quick. Alyssa from Coral Springs, Florida. Since the Twilight theme, what has been the best perk of it and the worst?
Well, the best is... there's so many good things. It's hard for me to narrow it down to one, but, I've been traveling. I've literally been traveling the world. I just got back from Tokyo. Before that, I was in Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
I got to travel to about every city in the United States. So it's been really cool traveling the world and being able to meet all the fans. In every single city in the U.S. and in Australia and Japan, and just what you find out is, they're all super similar. They all are very dedicated, passionate fans, and you just realize that, wow, we have some fan support, definitely. So that's probably been the biggest perk. The worst thing, that's hard. I'd probably say how busy I've been because, I haven't had that much time to see my family a lot and see some friends. But, at the same time, I've been having so fun staying busy and hanging out with the cast and everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, do the paparazzi kind of hover over you now? Because, like I said, you are this generation's Brad Pitt. And, you're on the face of every teen magazine out there right now, and you're on all of the shows, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood. Are they following you guys around now more? Like you've noticed? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got some here in Vancouver. We definitely got a lot more in LA. But it's all right though. I don't really mind it. You just kind of carry on with what you got to do and let them take pictures of you.
Right. Kind of just let them have their picture and they leave you alone.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It's not that bad.
Right. Well, you know what? I give you props for that because you seem to be handling it. What is the one thing that, because you have a very strong family background, what is the one thing that your parents do with you to keep you grounded?
I'd probably just say, spending time with the family. Even with my busy schedule, I always manage to be with my family, play family games, have family dinners. And that really helps.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So you still got your chore list, and when you're home, you're taking out the garbage. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Take out the garbage, mow the lawn. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's cool. So now let me ask you a question. When you do tons of interviews, and that just comes with the deal right now, but what did you think about this interview when they approached you and said, you know what, we have this show, Blog Talk Radio, that is an internet site that connects you with the fans. What did you think about that, actually coming and getting on the phone with the fans?
Well, first of all, like we've experienced tonight, I always love live shows. And sometimes, a lot of times they scare people. And I understand why, but, for me, it's a lot more fun. Like, you get a little action and misdirection to it. But that's one thing. And, I love just staying connected with the fans some way. Just finding a way to stay connected with the fans is very important to me. I'm thankful because I know that they're the driving force behind this whole phenomenon.
Right. And the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it is an internet station, and there's really no time constrictions, whereas if you were to go to, let's say, one of those higher-end, clear channel stations in Manhattan where they give you 5 minutes to talk, okay, tell me about New Moon, okay, tell me about this, and then you're out the door. Here you can sit, you can chat, you can be anywhere in the world as long as you have a telephone.
Canada. Because Walmart also helped provide the sponsorship to have you on here, so we want to give a shout-out to Walmart. And
absolutely.
A couple of Walmart employees sent in a question, and I just wanted to ask that because it's so important that they get highlighted since they did such a great job in putting this together for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Walmart.
Kathy in Michigan says, I'm so happy you're back as Jacob. You're perfect for the role, and all of Twilighters at Walmart store 4540 in Fowlerville, Michigan love you too. Have you gotten to see any concept pictures of your wolf counterparts, and is it how you envision the wolves?
Well, I've seen very little. I have seen a little bit, but not much. And it's all kind of a mystery to us all right now. But I've seen a little bit, and from what I've seen, they're going to look very, very cool on the big screen. And the transformation process, I'm so excited about. It's going to be so cool. So, you're going to have to wait till the end of this year to see it, but it's going to be good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me either.
Wonderful. Yeah, Walmart definitely did a fabulous job. Did you know that they're having these DVD release parties for Twilight where, the first 50 people that show up, 12:01, a.m., they get certain prizes. They have these little e-bites, for you to send invitations to your friends. It's something else that you've got going on here.
I know. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that you don't know about. But, hear that these things are going on, but I didn't know all the details of it. First 50 people, maybe I'm just going to have to show up to one and try and be the first 50.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a mom, and all my mom friends are really into Twilight, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all pumped about having a Twilight movie night, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah,
I know. It transcends generations, Twilight does.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, what I was saying about Twilight, and you just made a good point there, Amy. I'm a mother. I have two boys, and I think Twilight kind of, and the whole series, it's not just a chick flick. you know, and my 16-year-old, he's 16 and a half, he was a little weary about going with me to the movie, I was telling everyone, but he really enjoyed it. I mean, and I have to say, he watched you, you know, in Sharkboy and Lava Girl when it came out. My 8-year-old watched you in Sharkboy and Lava Girl, and they really enjoy seeing you play a role like this. So I think, you know, you're coming into your own, and you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, the thing with Twilight, I tell everyone, is that it's a romance, and yes, that's why the girls like it. Anybody, I mean, any girl's going to like a romance, but the fact that there's vampires and werewolves involved, I mean, it adds so much to the storyline. It makes it dangerous. I mean, I think Twilight, the whole series has, I mean, everything possible in it. It's a romance, it's an action, it's a little bit of a horror, it's literally got everything. So I definitely would say it's a movie for everyone.
Oh, I completely agree.
Why, like, moms like it and their daughters like it, and sometimes their boyfriends like it. I mean, is that because of that storyline? Do you think that's why it transcends generations like that? Because it's not typical for a book or a movie like that to transcend so many generations.
I know. I agree. Yeah, it does. And what's funny is sometimes when we do, like, signings in different cities, like you said, the boyfriends or the husbands show up, and we always stand up and like, woohoo, we got a Twi guy in the house. And we're like, how'd you become hooked? And they're like, well, my wife or my girlfriend forced me to read it, and then once I started reading it, I fell in love with it. And I mean, I tell everyone, anybody can read it and enjoy the books or the movies. They just got to give it a shot.
So absolutely. Absolutely. And it does go across that, you know, it's not just for teens. The moms definitely love Twilight. I mean, definitely. Yeah, they did. I know. I'm not going to bring – I heard something about that with you and a mom, so I'm going to leave that one out of this. I'm not going that way. I'm leaving that one alone.
Don't bring it up.
No, not at all. I'm not going there. Not touching that one. But what I will do is I'm going to go over here to – let's see. Where's my – oh, wow, Mr. Wacky Switchboard. Here we go. We're fluttering again. God, there's so many people on hold. Come on back to me. Okay, we have Brina from Ohio. Brina, you there?
Yes.
Say hi to Taylor.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, and you?
Very good.
I just want to start out, I cannot believe I'm, like, talking to you. I'm so obsessed.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you for all of your support. I appreciate it.
For one, when I read the book, I said, you know, I'm not really into vampires and werewolves and stuff. And when I saw the movie, I couldn't get it out of my head. I actually saw it 5 times.
You saw it 5 times?
Yes. I couldn't stop watching it because when I saw you, I was like, oh, my gosh, he's in the movie. Because, you know, when I first saw Sharkboy and Lava Girl, I'm like, oh, he's so cute. But when I saw you in Twilight, I'm like, wow, he really grew up and he's fine ever.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, if you saw the movie 5 times, I got to give it to you. That's a true Twilight fan.
And, you know, even though I'm serious with this, I'm going actually to one of the Twilight movie premieres.
Oh, yeah.
For when it comes out, and I just cannot wait for it.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. Well, you know, thanks again for all your support, and we wouldn't be here without people like you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. All right. Well, I definitely love hearing it. You know, I've talked to people who've read the books 100 times. I've talked to people who saw the movie 10, 15 times. And it's actually still playing in theaters where I live. I live in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
And it's still playing in the theaters. Absolutely. It's
wow.
still
and
in theaters.
You've seen the movie 10 to 15 times?
Yes. Absolutely. My niece, and
wow.
I was really hoping she was able to call in tonight, but, you know, her father's kind of strict. She's read the books, all the books, and she couldn't wait to come on, but, you know, how dads can be. So, well, I'll give my brother some help for not letting her call in.
It's funny. I was in Tokyo, and they had some contest to see who saw Twilight the most times. And don't ask me how this is even possible. But somebody saw Twilight like 130-something times.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they had proof to show it. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Oh my goodness.
Was it a teenager or an adult? Or
It was like a 14-year-old girl.
Oh my goodness. That's incredible.
That is, yeah. I need
to give
that
really incredible.
A special shout-out or something. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, the fact that you acknowledged it, I'm sure we'll get around, and they'll definitely be, oh, he remembered. Oh, yeah, it'll be out there. Oh, my gosh. Let me take another quick question here from Emily from Quebec. She wants to know, what was it like to film the movie Twilight with long hair? I heard that the wig was extremely itchy.
Yeah, the wig was definitely itchy. It was hot. It got your head and ears very hot. And it was, the biggest thing is it was always in my face. And I had to keep it on when I ate lunch. So it was always getting in my food. And, sometimes, I'm sure when the editors were going through and editing the movie, they weren't like looking for the scenes they liked or the takes that they liked the most or which one had the best acting or anything like that. They were looking for the ones where I wasn't like spitting hair out of my mouth. I was doing this all the time. So, to answer your question, the wig was quite an adventure, but it gives me a different look. So, I guess that's a positive side to it.
Right. All right. Well, you know what? I just want you to know that you made some young girls extremely happy tonight. You've made some moms very happy tonight. And you've actually, you have. I mean, Taylor, I can't begin to tell you what a treat it was to have you call in. I know how busy you are, and you go keep making those wonderful movies for us to see, but you got to promise that you have to come back on and talk about them.
Definitely. Well, that's a deal.
You have to do that with me. Again, everyone that's on hold, I apologize we didn't get to you, but Taylor's got to go make a movie, man. You know, we got to let the guy go.
Go see it the end of this year, November 20th, and you got to see it at least one more time than you saw Twilight.
I can't
Absolutely.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank
well,
you guys
Taylor,
for having me. And
thank you
ahead.
So much from Blog Talk Radio and Walmart, Stardish Radio, and Amy Clark at Mom Advice. And like I said, you keep making those movies and promise that you'll come back and visit us soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thank you to
thanks,
all the fans.
Taylor. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. Have a great night.
You too, guys.